Hello.
Mr. President?
Yeah.
I'm getting set for the briefing. I've got some pretty good ones to go with, but a couple I want to talk
about. Boy, Kohler's out there, and he'll see them. Talk to them. We had about a 50-minute meeting on world conditions and economic political situation in the Soviet Union, and our relationship, various pending problems. He can go into it with him. He's going to talk to Mac and tell him, and you might tell him that he'd be glad to talk to him. Want a little tour of the Soviet Union.
Right.
He's in Berlin with me. I went there as vice president when he was running Berlin, and we're old friends. I had him come in almost an hour this morning. Second thing, I tell him off the record that I have tried to not to show any activity in any of these primaries. Mighty easy for me to let my name go on the ticket and roll up a heavy vote, but that I want to try to be president of all the people, and we've got a lot of controversial things coming up where we want to try to appeal to both parties. So I want to be president of all the people and be as absolutely non-political as I can. And I don't consider a letter, a wire to a dinner or to I even sent them to Republican candidates' dinners, testimonials. If they ask you to get specific, well, I'd just say, well, I'm sure he has. I sent one to Mott. I wouldn't want to advertise that, but I'd just say that he does send them to Republican. He does congratulate Republicans. He even congratulated Milton Eisenhower on his Meet the Press the other day. Called him up. I'd tell him that off the record, but if they want to get any significance that you don't think there's any in it at all, but if they want to get the political significance of it, to tell C. Ken O'Donnell. And I'd say that we were in political life in Austin for 30 years, and our vote has usually been for every office we've ever run for, not over 70 and not under 60. And we find that 2/3 vote's a pretty good vote.
Mm-hmm. Now, I want to know what Ken suggested to me. He suggested that I tell him for background, that which would mean that a White House spokesman, not me by name, but a White House spokesman, that there's nothing unusual about this situation, where you have a governor who obviously has, over a period of time, picked up some opponents, and that
I wouldn't do that. I think I'd leave that up to him. I just say I don't think we ought to be defensive. I don't think we ought to go to explaining. And I just say that 2 out of 3 is a pretty good vote. And if they want any political thing, they can see what happened in Indiana. And Ken will be able to talk them. But I've tried to stay out of these things.
Right. Well,
if we can get 2 out of 3 votes in Wisconsin or 2 out of 3 in the Senate, we'll be having it.
Right, maybe I ought to tell them that for background.
Or 2 out of 3 in the nation.
Yeah.
Just say that the fact that we get more votes than the Republican or more votes than Wallace is pretty satisfactory to us in Wisconsin. And that the poll shows this morning we got 81% in the East and 77% in the Midwest. I'd give them the poll a little bit.
Right, I think what I'd like to do.
I'd get that poll for background and say, we're doing all right.
What I'd like to do, I think, is this. What they're going to ask me is whether whether we interpret this as having something to do with civil rights.
Yeah.
And what I'd like to say is for background, of course not. On the basis of political experience of the past, we think that 2 out of 3 votes is pretty good. And if that's the nationwide average, we have no problems. And then that would just be a White House spokesman. But then steer some of them to Ken and let him pad them. I can't say Ken in the press conference, because if I do, then I've got to set up a press conference for him. Now, the other
on
thing.
On the background of LeMay, and no Senate confirmation is required, we have talked to Senator Russell and Congressman Benson. I wouldn't say that unless they pinned me down, got me on backwater. We have talked to LeMay, and he's agreed to do it, and we just think that good for him to serve is until his retirement age comes up, which is February the 1st. We just urged him to do that.
Right, and I think I can tell him for background that you did have a long session with him last night. There's nothing wrong with that, is
no,
there?
No, I had a meeting with him last night. They were in and had pictures.
Mm-hmm.
They took the pictures, you remember, you probably put the lid on.
Now, the other thing is that Bulletin's cleared the AP wire to the effect that you're going to appoint Charlie Murphy and some other agriculture people to the White House staff. Agriculture's already denied it, but I'm pretty sure to be asked that one.
No, we haven't heard of it.
No.
I'd say irresponsible reporting. We have never discussed it.
Now, on the Harriman thing, I'm sure to get a question.
I would just say that's totally irresponsible.
Right.
We never discussed it. And,
you do know where it comes from, don't you, sir?
No.
Harriman held a background at the State Department yesterday. And what I am told by Bob Manning is that he may not have said exactly that, but he sure left that implication.
Well, I tell him the first thing I did when I saw the story this morning was to call Secretary Rusk and tell him that this was without any knowledge from me, and I had no knowledge of it, and I'd never had such a discussion, and I didn't feel that way at all. I think you just got to knock Harriman down.
I'll knock the hell out of that one.
I don't want to think Secretary Williams is working hard and has my complete confidence. He and his wife have been as diligent and respected as any two people in government.
Very
possible.
Good. Now, they may ask me about the railroad strike. I doubt it. But I just talked to John Wesley. Wirtz is in touch with both parties.
I'd say we were working with the Secretary of Labor early morning on. Say we talked to McNamara during the morning, and we had Boy Kohler during the morning, and we've got Egan in with us now. We talked to Senator Anderson following his meeting with Egan yesterday, and that I'm not going to personally handle this details, that I'm going to keep familiar with it, but Senator Anderson, his commission, we think a very appropriate body to deal with.
Right. And I don't think I'm going to get any other problems. If they may ask me about that Doug Kiker story this morning. And if they do, I'm just going to say, gentlemen, I've already covered the type of affair that was. Certainly, I'm not going to characterize the reaction of the President of the United States.
I've had no such reaction as that, and I think I would say now, just off the record, I want to say this, that I've talked to him a good many times. He hasn't mentioned it.
Which is true.
If he has any irritation about it, I haven't observed it. I think that he has been here long enough to understand that time writes about his gold cufflinks, as if they expected him to have bronze ones, and about a gold wristwatch, as if they expected him to have other. And while they mentioned Khrushchev's toast, he doesn't consider it to anything but pretty political when they talk about his sipping a cup of beer. I'd say that off the record, and if he's irritated, I don't know, and I don't believe Mr. Kiker has seen anybody that's talked to him and said that, and I don't think he's talked to him. And I would just say that the wish is father to the thought. I do that off the record. I'd say didn't look like me as very irritated last night. He appeared at a couple of meetings. I don't think he's down on anybody, and I don't think that he thinks is. I think that a lot of people are imagining a lot. I don't believe they're seeing him and talking to him and getting this stuff. And I don't believe Kiker. I think he's just a little dirty son of a bitch, don't you?
I don't think he's a very good friend of ours.
Well, his paper's not, but I would think that he could be decent.
I don't understand that one. There's no particular reason he sees more venomous in the paper. I don't understand why. Sunday, I'm going to have lunch today with Russ Williams and Carol Kilpatrick.
Well, remember, they're both completely and absolutely untrustworthy, and I would show no irritation at all. I'd say that you think there's something in the column of Reston's that he misses the point. The point is not the driving we're talking about, or not the Baker thing, or not the gold cufflinks, not any of these things that are a piece de resistance for Republican campaigns. They campaign on that big level. We have never mentioned a man's name or his family or anything else in any campaign we've ever run. We discuss the issues. But you do think that there is a question whether or not there's bigotry in the North against a Southerner on questions that involve his ability to handle foreign relations. We think it's a little odd that they would make a big play up that. We think that our relations are doing pretty well. And Mr. Kohler says, compared to the problems that Khrushchev has, well, we ought to be joyful. He has them in every country with every communist party, 800 million Chinese communists. We have a little one with Panama and maybe with Cuba that gets worked out pretty easily. But the attitude of the Post and the Times and Newsweek and all those things, not just the Baker thing or the gold cufflinks or the Texas hat or the spring bow tie, but on things such as Panama, whenever we work it out satisfactorily, their editorial still are critical that while it was done the right way and the way they wanted it, that the fellow did is still a son of a bitch. That we think it shows some of the same attitude toward a Southerner that Mississippi shows toward Harlem. And that there is a question whether or not you can bring them together like Eisenhower had to, and like he did bring his leadership together on foreign relations. And there is a question whether I can bring them together on these important issues of the day, whether it's poverty or whatnot. And I don't know whether I can lead the world and people like the Prime Minister of Canada, like the Prime Minister of Great Britain and the Chancellor of Germany and Mr. Khrushchev, if my own people feel this way about me. But I do have some worries along that line, and it may be that they've got somebody else that can do it better. And I know that Time's got Scranton, and I don't know who's Newsweek and Washington Post got, but I know it ain't us.
That's right.
And I'd say that to them.
I think that's a good analysis. One other thing, Mr. President, in the event
I'd say we are worried about, from a patriotic standpoint, about the future of the country and the world. We've tried to effect a transition and bring labor in, bring business in with a minimum of deep divisions and hate and so forth. And we tried to get rid of McCarthy because we thought he promoted that. But we believe that the Eastern press has a feeling of this, kind of like Behrman's cartoons. They always put a string bow tie on me because of where I was born.
You
never wore one in my life.
Never in your life. On if they ask me, just a minor point, if they ask me whether you've talked to Wirtz about this railroad strike, should I?
Yeah, I'd say that he's been in communication with us.
Right.
Okay.
Okay, sir.
George? Give me George Reed.